Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and Local 304. This is Branch President of Columbus, Ohio, Kenneth Hodge, with a Wednesday morning postal podcast for you. Well, let's start off on a real positive note. And I want to say, normally I give a wag of the finger, but this morning I'm giving kudos. Yeah, to two very unlikely subjects. One, let's start off with maintenance. Maintenance manager, James Wilson. I really want to give you a hand clap and all kind of applause and accolades because you did a beautiful thing by bringing two maintenance employees back to work who had no business in the first place being out of work. So I do appreciate what you did, Manager Wilson, and I hope the post office appreciates it also. Again, he was able to bring two maintenance employees back to work that I feel have been put out of work unjustly. But again, through his actions, they are on a different tour doing the job that they signed on to do, and that is to be maintenance for the United States Postal Service. Second kudos I'd like to give out this morning is to one of your very own Columbus, Ohio, Citygate union reps, Scott Duffy. Yes, I said it right. Listen, that was a nice piece of work you did pertaining to a resolve needing to be completed. I'm not going to go into the details, but you know what they say, if you can't dazzle them with your brilliance, baffle them with a little bullshit. And I'm not saying which one took place, but I will say that there should be a mail handler in Columbus, Ohio that's extremely satisfied because of the work that Scott Duffy did. So, hey, hand clap to you, Scott. Local President Bip, don't fire the guy just because I gave him a compliment. And I'm laughing when I say that. Some of you might think I'm joking, but there's a whole lot of folks in Columbus that know I'm very serious. Now, let's get on to some other topics. Hey, listen, I guess compliments of the new plant manager. The Apps Tour 1 ran a new short plan last night. Now, I promise you, I'm not making up what I'm about to tell you. Because they are so determined to maintain an RPG, which is a generator program, and it gives you start times, end times, and run times. Because the Columbus, Ohio is so afraid of their new plant manager, starting on time at all costs is what it's about. They ran mail yesterday, and I've seen this happen many times, where there's not even containers underneath the chutes on the apps. But management has one concern, and that is if the RPG says start at 8 o'clock, it doesn't matter if that machine is set up or not set up. They cut it on, they run it, so that they don't have to get beat later for not making RPG. Well, anyway, they ran mail on the apps, a new program. And I understand anything new has got to have kinks that we're going to work out. They ran mail on the floor. In other words, there was no containers. Apps is running, mail coming down the chutes, just going all over the floor. They pick that mail up, take it over to manual sort. Well, I hope that's not a look of a lot more things to come with the new leadership. Because, I don't know, that sounds to me like we're going from automation to manual. Now, I think everyone knows that our new plant manager isn't really a fan of TMS. In fact, there's a little buzz on the floor that he's on eBay trying to auction our TMS system off. Well, again, probably because if I don't know it, it's got to go. And let's go back to what I know. That way I could still be in supercharged. Well, let me say this to you folks. The TMS is down, and again, you see the man hours that it takes to man that system. If the current leadership in Columbus wants to get rid of the TMS. Well, let me say this to you. I would really like to see that proposal being put to headquarters and headquarters okay that. Don't think that's going to happen on any day, any month, any year. But that's the rhetoric that floats around our building. Hey, listen, let's get involved in what's going on. And again, let's tune into 180 Degree New Direction webpage, because I'm going to tell you something. The only way we can combat inefficient, unprofessional management is we bond together as a union. And when I say a union, I mean a union of people. I'm talking maintenance, clerks, mail handlers. We all get together to understand that we are very much concerned with the quality of our work life. And just because someone comes into town looking to add another notch to their places that they've been in Columbus, Ohio, that should not mean that we're going to be abused as workers. Quick podcast this morning, Branch President Kenny Hodges. And listen, folks, as you hear my podcast, again, I'm trying to get 400 members on the webpage. 400 members, then I'm going to stop advertising for membership, and then hopefully word of mouth will take over. 400 members on our 180 Degree webpage. Again, that's a webpage that talks about Columbus, Ohio, when we talk. Now, I discuss a lot of issues, but on my 180 Degree webpage, that's about Columbus. That's about what's going on today, what happened yesterday, what can we look forward to tomorrow. And anyone who works there that has issues that they would like to bring up on the podcast, by all means, let me know. I will invite you on the podcast, or you can communicate that to me at Kenneth Hodges at NPMHU304.com, and I will address your issues. Now, again, all I ask is when you have an issue is that the issue concerns you, never mind how anybody else feels. If it bothers you, let me know, and let's speak about it, because if it bothers you, I'm pretty certain it bothers other people as well. Hey, let's have an outstanding Wednesday, and I will talk to you another day this week. 180 Degrees New Direction. Again, we're going to be the voice of the mail handlers, and mail handlers have a lot to say.